Welcome back to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. Today, I'm excited to welcome Jeff Cleaver to the podcast. Jeff is a senior product manager at Orion Investments, and today we're talking about the eMoney Orion integration. If you're not familiar with this eMoney integration, this episode is perfect for you. And even if you are familiar with it, you're going to learn so much about the integration's capabilities and its role in the financial planning experience. So with that being said, here's my conversation with Jeff.
Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. I'm really excited to have you on. Can you start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and some of the work that you do at Orion?
Thank you so much for inviting me here today, Kate. My role at Orion is Senior Product Manager over integrations, and I have the privilege of working with several teams that help onboard our integration partners, help our own customers integrate to Orion, strategize with them to build meaningful integrations, and then help troubleshoot or support API questions and support questions as they come along. I've had the privilege of helping lead our integrations for over the last 10 years, and I've been with Orion for now over 20 years.
Wow, that's amazing. 20 years, that's so cool. I'm sure you've seen Orion really develop and evolve over the past two decades. For the advisors, though, who are listening who haven't had as much exposure to Orion, certainly as you, but even as some of the other advisors, can you give them an overview of Orion and its offerings?
Yes, Orion is a wealth tech leader that empowers financial advisors through our unified but flexible advisor platform. We believe our mission is to help build a wealth tech community where every advisor and every investor thrives. And we think that we do this well through offering a very unique approach to the way that we provide our services and technology. Customers, advisors can work with us either through our various technology offerings. We have a tech offering that includes portfolio accounting and reporting, Redtail CRM, trading, risk intelligence, compliance, planning, client portal, advisor portal. You can use as little or as much of our platform as you like, or you can build in what we refer to as an open architecture style platform, connecting in the various integration partners that best suit your needs. We believe in empowering our advisors to be able to use the best fintech out there. That includes eMoney. And so we want you to be able to plug and play the different technologies that best suit your business. And then if you're interested in outsourcing your technology or your wealth management to Orion, we do have technology and services that we can provide to help you be able to focus on the parts of your business that you want to focus on and maybe outsource some of the rest of it to Orion.
I love it. I love it. It's great to hear about all of the integration work and just the opportunity to give advisors the chance to focus on what they want to focus on. That's something that we talk a lot about at eMoney. And with that, one of the biggest things that we hear from advisors, which I'd be curious to know if you hear something similar, but one of the biggest things that we hear is, you know, I need to do XYZ for my business, but I need this to be efficient. So how does the eMoney and Orion integration bring the element of efficiency into the planning experience for advisors while still not compromising the value of what's being delivered to and for the end client?
That's a fantastic question. And I believe that every integration adds efficiency when it does two things correctly. One is bringing data between platforms in a way that doesn't require you to have to manipulate or re-enter that data. You already have that data. You've probably already cleaned that data up. And we want to make sure that we present that data between Orion and eMoney in a way that you can immediately get to work and not have to spend a lot of time manipulating that data. The second part of the efficiency that we bring is bringing our user experiences together. And I'm sure we'll get into that in a little bit, but there are multiple touch points between Orion and eMoney where you can efficiently move between the platforms without skipping a beat. So you can get to the action or get to the planning experience in the steps or in the process that you are familiar with but having all of those features at your fingertips without having to have so many windows open or having to do too many clicks to navigate back and forth. We try to bring those pieces really closely together.
That's awesome.
Jumping off of that efficiency note, what is the maintenance level required by the advisor to maintain that integration?
Yeah, it's very light, actually. There's the initial setup, and you're going to go into eMoney, you're going to go to your connection center, and you're going to set up the integration, and you only have to enter in your Orion credentials one time. That will create that connection between our data infrastructure and the eMoney experience. Once you've done that, it will import your clients. It will give you basically a maintenance or a connecting screen, where you're going to be able to import new clients that maybe you're first starting with them, that they exist in Orion, but they don't exist in eMoney yet. And you can import those clients. Or if already those clients exist or those plans are in motion, you can connect that Orion data to the eMoney client. So the maintenance is very light. The only real maintenance you got to think about is as new clients come on board. You're going to be creating those new plans in eMoney. You're going to be having those new clients created in Orion, and you'll have to go through that linking experience. But on that, the maintenance is very light.
Okay, that has to be music to advisors' ears right now, because I know that so often, you know, when we talk about the efficiency, it's got to be simple. It's got to be quick. It's got to be as simple as possible. And I totally understand why. So I love to hear that the maintenance level overall is pretty low for the advisor in terms of maintaining that integration. Talking about clients, and I know that you just kind of perfect segue into the next question that I have for you. And that is really, can you tell our advisors about the Orion Client Portal integration component of the integration?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the unique things about this integration that actually sets it apart is that you have the choice about either using the eMoney client experience to deliver your planning, deliver your conversations to your clients, or you can use that in partner with the Orion Client Portal. So if you're using Orion Client Portal for other additional features and other additional services, the two portals can actually work hand in hand, or you can choose one or the other. But we wanted to give you the ability to choose the best of both worlds there. And so how those integrations connect is twofold. One, you have the ability to launch the eMoney client experience from inside the Orion Client Portal. So if you've already deployed the Orion Client Portal, you've already given your clients a login, maybe they even log into that portal through your website. So they believe they're logging into your own website, but you're rerouting them into the Orion client experience. They can go to an eMoney tab within the client portal and then seamlessly launch into the eMoney client experience. So it makes for a great experience, lets you can control that path, how clients engage with you and how they engage with their financial plan. But then when you're inside of the eMoney client portal, the eMoney client experience, there's several features that the client's going to enjoy there. They're going to see the Orion data up to date, flowing into that plan, flowing into that dashboard that the client experiences when they're inside the eMoney client experience. And they also have access to their Orion documents inside the eMoney vault. So if you have connected in reports that you have run and you've stored them within Orion, or some of our custodians publish the custodian documents to Orion to house within our client experience, those are extended out into the eMoney client vault.
Wow, I love that. That's great to hear. And I think that one of the things that advisors will really appreciate about that is it kind of lends to the personalization element, which I know so many advisors are looking for when it comes to planning, is really creating a custom experience, what they want for their clients and what they think their clients are going to do best with. So it's awesome that the integration, that component specifically, really allows for that. You talked about reporting just now, and I am excited because I want to dive into that a little bit. So the reporting integration is definitely a big component of this integration. What reports specifically are available to our advisors to be able to use and interact with?
Yeah, another great question. One thing I'll note, before I talk about the Orion reports, you still have all of the eMoney reports that contain Orion data. You've done that connectivity and that data is flowing into eMoney. So you can still run eMoney reports that still are going to reflect that integration and you're going to have Orion data in there. But yes, advisors love using the Orion reporting platform. It is one of our most used features. Many customers come to Orion because of our reporting capabilities. Our reporting platform is known for its customization. It's incredibly robust in the ability for you to create custom reports. We have out-of-the-box reports that don't take any customization, don't take any setup, and you can use those from day one with Orion. Those core reports, as we've referred to them, they're available in eMoney. You can go and you can star those reports and they become available for the advisor to run within eMoney. But also our custom reports. If you create a custom report and you deploy it out into our infrastructure, those custom reports can also be pulled through the API into the eMoney experience. So you can very easily complement your planning reports, your planning visualizations alongside the Orion reporting, which most notably is going to have things like your the overall summary of the accounts, your allocation, your performance, and bring those two reporting packages together.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome. I'm not surprised to hear that that's a huge place of happiness for advisors in Orion to be able to enjoy the reporting section. Based on everything you've talked about and what I know about it, it sounds like a really great part of the platform. And while there are so many awesome things about this integration and about like Orion, eMoney, and everything that they offer, we know advisors can run into different pain points throughout the planning experience. How do you feel like this integration really focuses on those pain points and really helps solve them for advisors?
As we mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, managing data can be a huge pain point and making sure you have your data everywhere you need it to be. Your financial plans are only going to be as effective as the data that can be included and that data is up to date. And so being able to use Orion, and I know eMoney also has wonderful aggregation tools to make sure you have all of the data you need for a financial plan. But if you are pulling that data through Orion, if you have your custodial accounts all linked and you're aggregating those from multiple different sources, they can all be available through Orion as a source. And so you may be able to find just by using Orion and eMoney together, you don't need to use other outside sources to feed those accounts into your financial plan because you're getting it all from the two of us. And the other pain point that it helps prevent or alleviate is, again, navigation. One thing I haven't mentioned yet is you actually can access the entirety of our core Orion Connect platform inside of eMoney. There is a single sign-on feature within eMoney where if you're working in a financial plan and say you need to go maybe update one of your custom reports or you need to go into Orion and do a little maintenance on that household or that account structure to make sure the data is accurate, you can go right into Orion inside of eMoney to make those changes and come right back to the financial plan, get it updated and keep working. And so we try to eliminate those extra steps you have to jump through or an extra login that you have to put in by bringing those platforms together. So any good integration is always going to have really good data. And then it's going to solve for those navigational things that even a couple of clicks, you're saving yourself seconds that translates into minutes. And all that context shifting that can happen can lose you valuable time and attention when you're having those valuable conversations with your clients.
Totally. That goes back to that efficiency component, like you mentioned, that we were talking about earlier in the conversation. The integration that advisors are using, I imagine, could look different from individual to firm use. Is that correct? And if so, how does it differ? How does the usage differ between those two?
Yeah, I think the two things that would differ the most, first of all, is when you're connecting the data, how much data or how much of a process of onboarding might take place. If this is an individual advisor connecting their book of business, they may only have to connect those 100 or so clients, maybe 200 clients that they're working with. If you're connecting a much larger firm, you're going to have to go through a larger onboarding of making sure you're matching up and connecting those records. And then as we've mentioned about those custom reports, an individual advisor may not need a lot of customization with reports or hasn't got into that step in their journey of going into really robust or manipulation of the reports to fine-tune their story. Whereas a firm might have dozens and dozens of custom reports that they've deployed. And so they're just going to want to make sure that those custom reports do again align with the same story that they're telling eMoney so that they partner well together. But really that's it. There isn't a drastic, there's no massive change or different expectation in terms of your overall experience. It's just those nuances of an individual advisor knowing what they're going to work with versus a firm deploying this out to multiple users at the same time.
Okay, that makes sense. So I know Orion focuses heavily on goals-led financial planning, and we talk about this a lot here at eMoney. So we really focus on client goals, and our Goal Planner tool greatly supports this. How does this integration support goals-led and goals-focused financial planning?
Another excellent question. I would say there's two ways that we can best help support a goals-focused planning. The first would be Orion provides flexibility in our account structure. And so we have multiple ways that you can group your accounts together or adjust the way that your accounts are reporting. So that way you can focus how those individual accounts or even components of those accounts best suit the progress towards those goals. And so it's much easier within Orion to link our reports and how those accounts support your goals to those goals that you're planning towards in eMoney. And then the second piece of it, and again, I want to be really sensitive and careful to this, performance is not always how you want to have your conversation around your goals, but having performance reporting that is customizable allows you to be able to tell that story and how the performance of those financial accounts are adding to and supporting those goals. Or in the event that we're in a down market, we can talk about how that performance is negatively impacting the progress towards those goals. And so those would be the two pieces that we can help support the eMoney goal focus and how we're goal focused, in that we allow that flexibility within your reporting to still allow the advisor to best tell the story, hopefully in an optimistic and motivating way, to stay on track towards those goals and to keep at it, even when the markets aren't doing as well as we might hope they would be, that long-term wise, we're making great progress towards those goals. And here are the adjustments we may need to make even in your strategies to make sure that we best approach those goals and to succeed at those.
And it sounds like the data that Orion is able to capture and that this integration is able to capture really helps support that. Like, stick with it. You're going to see the big picture. And it's worth kind of sticking with it for these reasons. So that's really awesome. I'm happy that, you know, hopefully advisors can leave today. If they don't know much about Orion, they certainly will after today's episode. But if they are already familiar with it, hopefully they walk away knowing that piece specifically. How does this integration support both the newer advisor and seasoned advisor? Obviously, that's something I've kind of hinted at throughout this conversation. We really could have advisors who are listening to the podcast who are newer advisors, or maybe they're just newer to eMoney or newer to Orion. And then we have some who are seasoned. How does this integration really support both of those?
Newer advisors, welcome to fintech. Welcome to the world that is technology and data and all the things that we are trying to do together as a community to help serve our end investors. And I just want to say that first, just a welcome to this journey that they're on. The integration is really easy to start with. That's what I think for new advisors. As you start to build your tech stack, as you start to build out your offering, certainly there's so many different things you could to focus on in servicing your investors, but focusing on those fundamentals is so important to running an efficient business, but also being able to have the time and the focus to really deliver maximum impact to your clients and to make sure that they're focusing on their goals, they're focusing on their plans, and they're being successful there. And so the integration is so simple to get started in that you shouldn't be afraid of being able to connect those two pieces and get started. And as you're bringing on those new clients, as you're filling out your book of business, it is very easy to add new clients clients with an e-money, to start connecting those plans to Orion, to have that data start funneling in and be building those financial plans. And that's definitely going to be an important part of that life cycle of a newer advisor working with clients. But if you're a seasoned advisor, you have done all of those basics, and it's always good to go back to fundamentals, but you're doing all those basics already. You've been doing it for years, but often you're looking for little ways to increase your efficiency. You're looking for ways to further create maximum impact for your clients. And so I think that this integration, again, the eMoney Orion integration, it's one of the longest integrations in our industry. eMoney was one of the first integrations that Orion built. So we've been integrated together for well over a decade together. And it has the depth because of that age to be able to nuance the integration, to be able to nuance your offering to your clients. And so that's what I would say, that it best supports those seasoned advisors, because you can add on those layers, the custom reporting, the custom user experience of the multiple portals being connected together, being able to fill out documents into the document vault, being able to add performance reporting alongside your financial planning. There's a lot of depth to that seasoned advisor will be able to nuance and layer on onto their service offering.
I love those points. Those are great. And I think one of the really cool things about both Orion and eMoney is that they're just so complex. They offer advisors so many different things. So I think it's really cool to see how the integration supports that. And with that, they also offer clients different things too, as we talked about earlier in our conversation. So that advisor-client relationship is so important. And these advisors are looking for relationships with their clients that are truly going to run the course, be here for the good of the plan for the client and for overall the client's financial life cycle. So with that, what is one component of this integration that really supports creating that strong advisor-client relationship?
Flexibility is how I would answer that question. And the reason why is every client is different, and we have to be flexible in those conversations to really hear our clients and hear what their needs are and be flexible to be able to meet those needs. And those needs definitely change over time, right? Throughout the process of their financial plan and the stage of life they're in, their needs are changing. And so those needs might look like how the plan is presented. It might be the stage of life of that client, how they want to engage with their advisor and how they want to digest data and interact with it. And so having that flexibility of the client portals, we have seen many advisors be very successful. And when they start with their client, they focus on using the eMoney client experience because the conversation is very focused on the financial plan and being successful. And they want to keep it very, very focused on those key deliverables. But then as they grow in that relationship, or the relationship changes, or the maturity of that client changes, they see that they want to add additional functionality. And so that single sign-on between our client experiences allows you that flexibility to say, do I want to start with the eMoney client experience? Do I want to start with the Orion client experience? And be able to deliver those experiences to the maximum impact of that client. And then how do I present that data? And we've mentioned about the custom reporting and how we can bring those reports together. Some clients want to really stay focused on that client, that they want to hear about that financial plan first and foremost. We hear that all the time. We love hearing that. They're very focused on those goals. But as their life cycle changes, as their life events change, they may want to be able to pivot on different reporting aspects. And so to be able to bring our reporting packages together to be able to speak to that is really, really critical. And so I think we both agree that listening to our clients' needs absolutely has to be the forefront of these conversations, and clients are expecting more and more of that. But I do believe our integration not only allows us that flexibility, but also lets us really white glove service our customers and really be able to speak into those needs. And so our clients do feel that they're heard, and that we have technology, whether it's still maybe leans towards the area where we're printing reports and we're delivering those reports, but we also provide best-in-class client experiences that have those same printed reports inside of a document vault, whether that's the Orion document vault or the eMoney document vault, so the client can leave those client meetings that feeling that they have been heard, feeling that they got the support and the documentation in front of them, but they can go home and they can log in via their phone or their computer, their tablet, and be able to engage again with that data in the digital presence. And so we're being able to meet those clients on both on paper and in a digital experience.
That's amazing. Yes, I agree. I think we're on the same page in just wanting to be able to listen to what the advisors and clients need and deliver those things to and for them. In terms of, you mentioned digital reporting and also just having those physical reports in hand, things are constantly changing. And, you know, for those advisors who are maybe newer to fintech, that is one of the things I'm sure that they will continue to see as they dive deeper into this world. How does this integration support planning in our ever-evolving fintech world and just the demand of growing practices, RIAs, and advisors in general?
That is a challenging question. It's challenging for both of us to be able to stay on top of this because it is an ever-evolving fintech world. I think the best way to approach that is twofold. One, the robustness of the data connection between eMoney and Orion does allow for all of the data that Orion has available via our flat files, available via our API, the data that our advisors are managing. And again, we've also mentioned both the raw data, but also the completed generated reports. Those are all available through eMoney. And so the more data Orion has, as we add data elements, we can continue to very quickly evolve the integration and be able to provide that data into eMoney. And so there's a lot of scale, there's a lot of future proofing there that this integration is going to continue to support your business. But the other piece I would say beyond just this integration, it is the philosophy and the approach that both eMoney and Orion have had for well over a decade, and that is being very supportive of the wealth tech community when it comes to integration. Both of our platforms are built to integrate. It's in our DNA. We continue to add integrations and enhance those. And so planning does go beyond just the eMoney and the Orion relationship. You're usually supplementing that through other ways that you deliver your story, deliver your value proposition to your clients, but the other technology pieces that you use to connect all this whole big picture together and to run your businesses efficiently. And so eMoney integrates with so many of those platforms you use. Orion integrates with so many of those platforms you use. And I think a key question advisors should be asking themselves is, how have I best brought all of those pieces together to maximize my impact, to make sure that my tech stack is running efficiently and that the data is flowing from all the right places to all the right places? And so Orion and eMoney together continue to evolve to make our technology and our data available to those other platforms. So that way you have the freedom to continue choosing the best wealth tech out there to create that tech stack that works optimally for your business and for the value that you're bringing to your clients.
Definitely. I think you bring up a great point that there's just so much within the fintech world that supports an advisor's business and their mission for their clients. And we do recognize, you know, eMoney has a hand in that, but so does Orion and so do so many other fintech companies and platforms that really just work to build out that comprehensive financial planning experience for both the advisor and the client on their sides. So, Jeff, thank you so much. I know that advisors are going to be leaving today's conversation knowing so much about Orion, knowing so much about this integration, and also just having a really great understanding of what it can do for their business and the value that it can bring to both the advisor side of things and for their clients. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Keith, so much for having me. I hope advisors find this useful. So much of what this integration has become and the platform that is eMoney and Orion that has become today is because of feedback that we've gotten from advisors. So advisors who are listening, please don't be strangers. Please continue to give us your awesome feedback. We try to implement as much of it as we can, and we really do want to listen to your needs and ultimately the needs of your investors, your clients that you're serving. We want to make sure that we work together to empower that so that way you're really having a really impactful conversations with your clients. So again, Kate, thank you so much for having me today.
Of course.
That's a wrap on this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about the Orion integration in eMoney, head to the help menu in eMoney for additional integration resources. And if you'd like more information on Orion, please email success@orion.com. Catch you on another episode soon.